The Book of Jude, Yehuda, Chapter 1. Yehuda, a servant of Yahshua Messiah and brother of Jacob, to those who are called set apart by Elohim the Father and preserved in Yahshua Messiah, compassion and peace and love be increased to you. Beloved ones, making all haste to write to you concerning our common deliverance, I felt the necessity to write to you, urging you to earnestly contend for the belief which was once for all delivered to the set-apart ones. For certain men have slipped in, whose judgment was written about long ago, wicked ones, perverting the favor of our Elohim for indecency, and denying the only Master Yahuwah and our Master Yahshua Messiah. But I intend to remind you, though you once knew this, that Yahuwah, having saved a people out of the land of Mitzrayim, afterward destroyed those who did not believe, and the messengers who did not keep their own principality, but left their own dwelling, he has kept in everlasting shackles under darkness for the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Amorah, and the cities around them in a similar way to these, having given themselves over to whoring and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, undergoing judicial punishment of everlasting fire. In the same way, indeed, these dreamers defile the flesh and reject authority and speak evil of esteemed ones. But Mikael, the chief messenger, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moshe, presumed not to bring against him a blasphemous accusation, but said, "Yahuwah rebuke you." But these blaspheme that which they do not know, and that which they know naturally, like unreasoning beasts, in these they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, because they have gone in the way of Cain, and gave themselves to the delusion of Balaam for a reward, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are rocky reefs in your love feasts, feasting with you, feeding themselves without fear, waterless clouds borne about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by their roots, wild waves of the sea foaming up their own shame, strange stars for whom blackness of darkness is kept forever. And Hanok, the seventh from Adam, also prophesied of these, saying, "See, Yahuwah comes with his myriads of set-apart ones to execute judgment on all, to punish all who are wicked among them concerning all their wicked works, which they have committed in a wicked way, and concerning all the harsh words which the wicked sinners have spoken against him." These are grumblers, complainers, who walk according to their own lusts, and their mouth speaks proudly, admiring faces of others for the sake of gain. But you, beloved ones, remember the words spoken before by the emissaries of our Master Yahshua Messiah, because they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own wicked lusts. These are the ones who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved ones, building yourselves up on your most set-apart belief, praying in the set-apart Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of Elohim, looking for the compassion of our Master Yahshua Messiah unto everlasting life, and show compassion towards some who are doubting, but others save with fire, snatching them out of the flames, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. And to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his esteem with exceeding joy, to the one wise Elohim, our Savior, be esteem and greatness and might and authority both now and forever. Amen.